AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In opening statements, prosecutors say the founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, and four others planned an armed rebellion at the Capitol in January of last year. This is the most serious case to reach trial in connection with the riot. Defense attorneys will also get their chance to address jurors. President Biden is on his first trip to see hurricane damage. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
First up, Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands remain without power and water 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona caused massive flooding and 5 years after Hurricane Maria devastated the territory.
They haven't been taken very good care of. We've been trying like hell to catch up from the last hurricane.
The president's pledged the government will not abandon Puerto Rico, where 44% of its 3.2 million people live below the poverty line. He'll see Hurricane Ian's damage in Florida Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands are still without power in Florida because of Ian. People are still stranded on barrier islands. Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says goals have been set.
I want 75% of that individuals that can receive water restored in 5 days, and I want 100% of those that can receive water returned by Sunday, which happens to be the same day that electrical individuals say that they will have most of the restoration done to homes that can receive that.
Officials warn the situation in many areas in Florida isn't expected to improve for several days because the rain that fell has nowhere to go because waterways are overflowing. Federal investigators hope to determine what caused a single-engine plane to crash into a house in northern Minnesota. 3 people on board were killed, and it narrowly missed 2 people asleep in the house. Stocks rose broadly in early trading on Wall Street as Treasury yields eased off their multi-year highs. Wall Street's trying to leave behind the worst month since the virus pandemic crashed global markets. This is AP News. An iPhone called first responders after a deadly crash.
It was a tragic crash early Sunday in Lincoln, Nebraska. A car smashed into a tree around 2:15 in the morning, killing all 6 young adults in the car, 5 men in their early 20s and a 24-year-old woman. Police say a passenger's iPhone detected the crash, and when the phone's owner didn't respond, the iPhone called first responders automatically to alert them to the incident. A police official calls this the worst crash there in recent memory. They're trying to figure out what caused it. I'm Rita Foley.
A spectator at yesterday's Steelers game died following a fall on an escalator at Pittsburgh's Acrisure Stadium. Paramedics administered care on site before the victim was transported to a hospital in critical condition. He died shortly thereafter. The Steelers say they're working with local authorities and helping their investigation. The man was not identified. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.